When I was growing up, I had a Mabinogion poster on my wall. The illustrations are almost psychedelic, but I'd fallen in love with the unpredictable plot, the beautiful language, and the larger-than-life characters.
So why are these stories still enjoyed today? Perhaps it's because they're filled with unforgettable creations. Goats that mysteriously turn into wild boars. A woman made entirely of flowers. And a king so huge he could stride across the Irish Sea.
Well, that was Keris Matthews there, who's the presenter and co-writer of this particular episode. And she joins us now. We heard you there in that little taster that we played saying, you know, yeah, that you grew up with tales from the Mabinogion. I just wonder, is it a different sort of experience when you have to look at them almost forensically for a programme like this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know if you could think of the Mabinogion as anything scientific because they're so large, much larger than life, like I said in that little piece there. The characters themselves are just incredible. You've got the guy, the grotesque father, who's with the lids hanging over his eyes. He has to keep his eyes open with forks. You know, and this is just one character. There's brimming with life and absolutely crazy plots that you could never predict. And then there's the language itself of the writing. And it works. It works, obviously, in the Old Welsh, which is still recognisable to any Welsh speaker because you can hear the Bible is a very similar sound. But the translation I absolutely adore, if somebody does want to have a little read, is by Seanan Davis. You can pick it up and you can enjoy it like you would Tolkien or something like that.
I mean, they are fascinating tales, aren't they? Did you pick up anything new from doing this programme or learn anything that you weren't aware of before coming to it this way?
I had so much fun. We went roving across the countryside in Wales, up Snowdonia. We were in Narberth Castle recreating. You know, there was a moment in one of the stories where poor Jan on this beautiful horse goddess, who herself is very bright and very funny as well. There's a lot of humour in the Mabinogion. It was just lovely. And the thing that really gets you is the idea that our ancestors across Britain now, because, you know, swaths of Britain were covered with Brythonic-speaking people that enjoyed this kind of oral tradition, would spend nights just being fascinated and spellbound by these tales. And we can still enjoy them today. So we are just stepping in the shoes of people, generations of people that have gone before us, and the stories are still as fresh, ridiculous, funny, amusing, entertaining, and educational as ever.